Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hello, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, April 26th, 2021. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And did you savor the crossword?
Savor it?
Yes.
I don't know that I would say that.
Okay. No. Was it a pleasant solve?
It was good.
Uh-huh.
It was okay for Monday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed right away it had a theme.
It had a little theme, yes. Yes. The theme revolved around the sort of the royal nature of names of fast food restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And so 35 down said, feature of many a mall, or a place for 20 across and 26 and 30 down. And the answer to that was food court. And the three answers that related to the theme were Dairy Queen, Burger King, and White Castle. So just a little play on the word food court, court meaning sort of a place of royal gatherings, and they picked the three names of restaurants that had kind of regal names.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the theme.
Yep. Too bad they couldn't have worked in Lady Olive Garden.
Lady Olive Garden?
I'm sorry, maybe that doesn't exist.
No, I don't think so.
But yeah. And it being a Monday, it wasn't particularly difficult.
No, not too hard.
I was sort of glad to see Dairy Queen pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's coincidence that Dairy Queen was right next to Pride and Prejudice novelist Jane Austen.
Yes, it was.
Probably a coincidence.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, I'm trying to think what else. I guess for me, the one of the suspenseful entries was Five Across, Spend Much Time in Front of the Mirror. I said preen.
Oh, uh-huh.
Rather than primp.
Primp. I put primp.
Oh, okay. I eventually put primp.
Mm-hmm.
But, and let's see. I'm trying to think what else. 25 across, 25 down. Alphabetically, first group in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So what did you put down?
ABBA.
See, I put down AC/DC.
Oh, not quite.
Not quite.
ABBA beats them out by one letter.
Because I was trying to figure out with 32 across, nay is to horse as blank as to a sheep, starting with a C.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I can't think of any sound that a sheep makes with a C, but then I thought, ba, that makes sense, mm-hmm. Hence ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't understand 38 across, alternative to Google. What is that? There's an alternative to Google?
Bing.
According to this, it's Bing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we're going to get mail from Bing supporters. So,
I don't know anyone who uses Bing. I don't use Bing.
I'm sure there are people who use Bing. Mm-hmm. I think.
I just don't know any of them.
Right. Yeah.
You never hear people say, oh, let me Bing it. No, but they do say, let me Google it.
Yeah, that's true. I've never heard anyone say, let me Bing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you could probably, well, I guess on Google, you wouldn't be able to find people who use Bing. It would probably deny they exist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's see. What else was interesting here? The tennis score after deuce. They had this not too long ago. 61
uh-huh.
across, Adin.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I still...
I knew it.
Did you?
Yep, I remembered it.
I didn't remember it because it's such an odd word.
Uh-huh. Adin.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, loud discussion at the table, a din. Maybe
uh-huh.
that's a different kind of a din.
Mm-hmm.
I did remember once I got a letter or two, 66 across, Lady Blank, first female member of parliament, Astor.
Yes.
So, for the same reason that I remembered it the last time, because yes, that's my namesake.
Lady Astor is your namesake.
No, John Astor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
Famed Titanic. I get probably a millionaire, I would imagine. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if they had billionaires at that time.
Uh-huh.
Did you get 52 down? John, who wrote No Man Is an Island? John
Dunn.
Dunn?
Yes, I knew that.
Me too, which was surprising. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. So for some reason, 43 down, Chris of SNL, and it was a four-letter word, starting with an R. I was thinking Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah, he used to be on SNL.
Apparently, there was also a Chris Redd, R-E-D-D. And he won the prize. So, and yeah, I mean, I really didn't find anything that really jumped out at me in this crossword.
Oh, well, the only thing that I noticed was that the downs were the predominant words
right.
in the puzzle. Which is very different because it's usually the acrosses, but the acrosses were the short kind of fill-in type answers, and it was the downs that were sort of the more meaty ones.
Maybe they were trying to represent the pillars of a food court.
Well, maybe, but I don't think so.
The shape's sort of interesting. If you look at the shape of the grid, it looks like it's got eyes, sort of.
It's true.
But so. Okay, well, I guess that's probably it for today then.
I think so.
I've noticed at the beginning of the week our podcasts tend to be shorter.
Well,
whereas
not as much to talk about.
Whereas by the end of the week we can go on for days.
And sometimes we do.
Yes. So, but we're gonna wrap it up here. So thanks everyone for listening.
Yes.
And we will be back again with some more insightful analysis and tips because it's Tip Tuesday.
Tip Tuesday. Do, 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 do.
We will see all of you then.
Yes, we will. Bye-bye.